This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines. Visit the number one volume Acura dealership in the Southeast United States 12 years in a row at 15601 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines.
John says Jim Caldwell is coming. Don't get me excited now, John. Don't do that to me. All right? Don't do that to me. Because that's the one name. That's the one name that would get me excited. Jim Caldwell. Like, I like the Brian Daboll hire. It makes sense. I get it. But I'm still kind of, the trepidation is there. I'm still nervous. I still don't know. You get me Jim Caldwell, I kind of feel like we're good. Tua will have a chance to succeed now. They'll be able to build an offensive staff. Caldwell is well-connected. He'll get a really good defensive coordinator. You know, all those, I would feel so good with Jim Caldwell. That's the, and I told you guys that I'm at a point now where I can't get excited with any coach. That's the only guy because been there and done it. That guy won in Detroit, dude. That guy put 3 winning seasons in 4 years in Detroit and 2 playoff trips. You do that in Detroit in 4 years, you deserve to go to the Hall of Fame. So Caldwell gets me excited. Now, the sad part is, from what I've heard, Dable's the guy they really, 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 really want. So, you know what's going to be interesting? Piggybacking off of what you were reading from Rappaport, if the Giants end up hiring Flo and Dable's still out there with all these hires already happening, then that tells me that, you know, like, Brian's the guy. That's what it tells me. All right, but, you know, as the one guy says, Jim Caldwell coming. Man, I would love for it all to be Jim Caldwell and everything I'm hearing is wrong. And, yeah, let's go. I love Jim Caldwell, man. I think he would be fantastic for Tua in this offense.